The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
About stillness, being still. When I was in my maybe early 20s, I used to like going to bookstores. And after a while, I noticed that if I left the bookstore, when I left, I'd be exhausted. And so I kind of tried to understand what was going on. And what I learned when I paid attention to what I was doing in the bookstores, I was spending the whole time looking at titles of books, wanting them. And it was the incessant wanting for however long, half an hour, just wanting, wanting, I want that. I didn't have any money, so, you know, I could want, but that was free. But I couldn't buy. And it was the exhaustion of the wanting mind that I felt when I left the store. So in meditation, one of the possibilities in meditation is to become still. But I think the primary stillness that has lasting value is the stilling of our desires, so that we're not being pushed around by desire. My guess is that for most of us, if you look at your thinking and what is the fuel for your thinking, you probably find desire close by, that wanting something, or the opposite, kind of not wanting something, trying to fix something, trying to do something. And so to learn to find out how to still the desire, it doesn't mean the mind has to stop thinking, it doesn't mean that there can't be somehow activity, but the stilling of desire. It can be hard to do that because desire can often come with a lot of beliefs around the necessity of what we're desiring. That we have to have this in order to be successful. We have to have this to be happy. And so only if these things are fulfilled, then will I be happy. Then I can maybe not have so many desires. Only then can I be safe. And so the authority of these desires and the beliefs keep us sometimes locked in. Maybe there's some truth to them, but when you sit down to meditate, close our eyes, the idea is that now is not the time to act on the desires or fulfill the desires. It's a time to still the desires, to quiet the desires. And one of the reasons we put emphasis on the present moment, being in the present, is that certainly there can be desires in the present moment if you're in the present. But as you let go of desires, you quiet and still the desiring mind, you'll probably find yourself in the present moment in a higher quality way. It's the churning of desire that often keeps us in the future, keeps us distracted, it keeps us in the past. And so if desire isn't churning so much, then it's, you know, there's nowhere else to be. Here we are. Isn't that nice? Nothing to do, then there's nothing to do, right? Nothing to acquire, to get. And what's available to us when we're not being driven by the desire mind, by desire wanting something? It can be very unsatisfying to the ego, very unsatisfying to the idea we have about how we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to prove ourselves or defend ourselves. But the deeper possibilities of rest, the deeper possibilities of peace, and the deeper possibility of a beautiful humility and empathy for the world, I think is found in that space where we're not being driven by desire. So when you sit down to meditate, or in other times, if you can tune in to the functioning of desire, to the desires that's behind your thinking, behind what you're trying to do, and then to feel the cost of that, to feel the heaviness of it, or the drive of it, or the agitation of it, and then perhaps feel your way behind it, What's even behind that? Maybe there's stillness. Behind that, maybe there's some quiet that is meaningful and nice. Without valuing stillness, without valuing quiet, without valuing a mind that's not driven by desire, there's going to be very little tendency to orient yourself to that stillness or orient yourself to that space in the mind where the mind is not desiring. The analogy for this sometimes in the tradition is the still flowing water. Still flowing water. So the water is quite still, looks still, but it's still flowing. Maybe because it's flowing so calmly. You don't see the flow, but you put your finger in, you feel that it's still flowing. And so this idea of still flowing water, the mind without desire. The still means that desire is abated. The flowing means that we're not depressed. Because, as probably some of you know, one symptom of being depressed is not having any desires, no motivation. So we're not talking about that kind of mind, but something that's vital and alive, that feels clear. Still flowing water is just clear water, clear mind, alive mind. Many times when I've been meditating, the very thing that's gotten in the way of my meditation is the desires I had for my meditation. I wanted to experience something, I wanted to get concentrated, I wanted to get rid of something, and so this desire like that was in the forefront of my efforts. And sometimes, especially in my early years, it took quite a while to kind of see that or come to the end of that, exhaust that, and then to discover that meditation only really started when I stopped wanting it to be some way. The still flowing river. The idea that once we're still, once we don't try to drive the show with our desires, but we sit upright, sit strong, sit present, that there is something else that can move through us. Meditation can unfold and deepen. We don't have to be in charge. We create the conditions. We create the quiet, maybe some modicum of stillness. We get out of the way. We quiet the desire mind. And then see what happens. See what unfolds, what arises, what tenderness and gentleness, peacefulness, what love and care comes from that place where there's no desire. Our Buddhist tradition has a very significant quote from the Buddha. The quote is, the stilling of all mental activities is the greatest happiness or the greatest peace. The stilling of the activities of the mind is the greatest happiness or greatest peace. So what's that like for you? To sit quietly, sit humbly without your desires of wanting and not wanting, being quiet and still, being willing to put aside your desires for the time being, and just to be here in a simple way. Simple being. What's that like? So that's what I have for today. Thank you. So now we have a little bit, 15 minutes or so.